Okay, g'day everybody. How you going? Good to say that language, because in Africa you can't say g'day, how you going, because everyone looks at you with a strange look. And even then, the Aussie accent, it's like, what do you say? Okay, open your Bibles please to Song of Songs. Song of Songs, eh? Wow, this is an amazing part of scripture. It really is such a lovely relationship coming about, and I'm only just touching on it this morning because there's so much goodness in it. So much goodness in it for how relationships work between a man and a woman, and the sense of pure heartedness and the sense of call of one heart to another. It really is so lovely. But there's three things here today of devotion and how it starts. And so if we look at chapter 2, I've got double vision at the moment, it's all right. verse 14, I think it is. 16, let's do 16. Here's the woman. Here's the one being loved. Says, my beloved is mine and I am his. Now that's really wonderful, isn't it? And that's how relationships start, really. The woman has a heart for the man. She sees him, she wants to know more about him. And he sort of thinks, she looks pretty good. And so there's that natural sort of desire. But if you just have it as a natural desire, well, it's going to be natural all the way, without Christ in the middle of it, of course. So thinking about that and then letting the natural flow into the spiritual, this is what it's talking about a bit. So let's think about it. My beloved is mine. Well, that sounds really fantastic. When I first saw Anna, my beloved is mine. I was captivated, you know. I thought, wow, how could God keep such a woman for me? Because I was pretty, down in those days, a broken person inside. And so everything, this is saying about mine. Think of the word mine. It's all about me. This relationship's all about me. I found somebody. Wow. You know, so this is her side of it. I found somebody here, and you know, my beloved. Notice that word. So there's an attachment, a sweet attachment from the heart, from the emotions leaking in. And I am his. And that sounds really good, doesn't it? But you see, the word mine predominates the whole sentence here. And so it's all about me, revolving around self, all that sort of stuff. And that's good to start there, but you know, when I think about today, a lot of Christians just stay there. You know, my beloved is mine and I'm his. And it sounds really good. It's one of those church things sometimes, you know. Christianity can have church language. And so that's what we think, you know. Oh, God, you're mine and I'm in love with you. And it's really good. But there's more. You see, that's the point. The thing about devotion goes further if you allow it. You know, I can imagine with Anna and me, you know, my beloved is mine and and she's for me. If we'd stayed there, well, we probably wouldn't be here today and we may not even be together. You know? Because there's a time limit on that before selfishness actually has its day and two people are going in self. Like our neighbours this morning, unfortunately, had this huge argument with lots of F words in it and so on, screaming at each other, and you think, but they were a good couple, you know. He's getting back together with her and she's getting back together with him. But it just sounds like, from her language, she's been hurt. But you can hear it revolving around me. And they are of the world, so what else do you expect? But we are of the Lord, and this is about a relationship with him. So I'm encouraging today, if that's where you're at, there's more. Because in the kingdom of God, there's always more, isn't there? Hey? Yes. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
So, you know, all the language, a wonderful language that goes on and so on, but it does come to a place, you know, like in chapter 4 where she says, awake, awake north wind and come south wind, blow on my garden, you know, like there's this the north wind in those days was an affliction, the south wind was refreshing, so there's that in the mix. But we come over to chapter 6, and she says, my beloved has gone down to his garden, to the bed of spices, to browse in the gardens and gather the lilies. And then she says, my beloved, I am my beloved's, and my beloved is mine. Hear the difference? I am my beloved's, and my beloved is mine. Yeah? So there's some, you can hear almost a 50-50, can't you? You can almost hear the awareness now that she's actually coming into him somehow. In the language. So she's got this sharing. So it's no longer, you know, mine. It's I am my beloved's, and my beloved is mine. So there's a stirring now, and there sounds like a bit of a stretching out after someone here. I am my beloved's, and my beloved is mine. So there's some sense of this sort of joining going on. Have you noticed that in your own Christian life? This sense of joining of hearts. Maybe that's not you today, but you want to come into that. Then don't fear. There's nothing to fear in your relationship with God. I mean, I've been in Christ over 40 years now, and praise the Lord for every single day, every single moment. You know, most of you know that I've just come back from Uganda, and what a wonderful trip. And I'll talk about that later. But I just to know the hand of the Lord in a land that's full of in Uganda, North Uganda, there's strife up through there, Congo and South Sudan. But to know the Lord's protection, I know that because He's in me, He lives in me, and I live in Him. There's this confidence, you know, of love. And it's like for Anna and myself in our own marriage. We've been married 41 years. And so there's this confidence together. You know, I'm away and we're away from each other and she's praying and I know that she's safe because God's protecting her, etc. So there's sort of coming into one another, which leads us further into the third part, which is just in chapter 7. Where may the wine go straight to my beloved, flowing gently over lips and teeth. And then she says, I belong to my beloved, and his desire is for me. Wow. You know, God, Jesus has a desire, you know, as a husband man to us, because, you know, blokes are sons, but also bride in the Bible, as well as women are sons and brides. So there's this interchange that goes on. So, you know, you think about it for a minute. This is about intimacy, isn't it? I belong. Look at that word, belongs. And feel the strength of that word. I belong to him. You know? And that's encouraging. Like I say, when you go to Africa, I've been there a few times, but even so, anywhere out, I mean, even in Australia, it's dangerous. You drive a car or walk down the road, it's still dangerous. You pull tractor pulls a plough, it's still dangerous, isn't it? You know, because you never know. We don't know. All we know is that in the hands of God, goodness is ours. Is that right? And even if we go on to be with him forever, there's goodness flowing, isn't there? And after all, Psalm 23 says, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. How excellent is that? There's actually a song about that today on the internet, about how good God is. Yeah, so... think about that. What is your relationship like in this time of devotion? It's a bit of a question. How devoted are you? How close is the world at your feet? Remember that you have the right to crush it. All that temptation, because the world is evil. Jesus crushes the evil one. Is that right? You have the right to put it away. You have the authority to put the world away. You have the authority over temptation to put the world away. And let that intimacy come. So what it was like in the Garden of Eden, you know, man and woman there were Ish and Isha fitting together like that. Just one flesh. So you are one flesh with Jesus. Is that right? In John 17, you can read that. We're one with him. And that's the call today. My beloved, look at that word. I belong. I belong to my beloved. Wow. Can you feel that in your heart? Can you sense that I belong to my beloved? And his desire is for me. Wow. That's something, isn't it? Can you imagine God's heart? I mean, if God could feel grief that he made man before the flood, what can he feel when there's love? What can he feel in his emotions when you are attached intimately, when you give yourself fully to him, when you know that who you are in him? And you know that he lives in you, that he's not coming from somewhere else, He's living in us fully. And being in love with Him, the stirrings of your emotions, that stirs that as well. Stirring of your heart or your spirit, and being one with Him, and the satisfaction of being intimate with Him, that he loves you, just that He's desiring you now, and to feel and sense and give thanks for that desire, that Godhead desires you. Wow. Isn't that amazing? Yeah? So let's think about that today. Desire, longing after. That word means longing after, stretching out after. He's like that. Can you imagine what it was like when you weren't born again? And how God really had you in His hands, stretching out after you, trying to say, come on, come on, come on, Ozzy, come on, come on, come on. You know? And then the group of his hands around, drawing you into that atmosphere of love. And now there we are, in the atmosphere of love. And it's from there that our requests go. It's from there that we say, we love you, God. There that we sing the hymns, because hymn writers, you can tell by some of the writings, hymn writers were in the same place today. And yet there's a longing, isn't there? You know? I couldn't wait to get home, because I didn't want to come home to the house. I wanted to come home to my wife. Because I missed her so much over 2 weeks. You know, I've been away a month, years and years ago, when I was younger. But I don't want to go away that long anymore, because I'm missing her. Yeah? You see how that draws you? And as a male drawing for my wife, just like Jesus is drawing for you. Yeah? Drawing. So I'm going to challenge you today in this devotion to think about, where are you in your love relationship? Don't stay where you are. There's more. There's more. There's always more. I'm longing for more all the time. Longing for to see it in other people, longing for it in my own life. Because I haven't been completed yet, fully. There's still things to go in construction. So think about that for your own life today. And enjoy Him. Amen. Good on you.